You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my good friend DJ Van Kuren. He's senior officer at the Heyman Family Office over in Los Angeles. He's been involved with the family office industry for many, many years. He's one of the recognized authors and experts in the field. He has his own magazine. Welcome back, DJ Van Kuren.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, now we were talking about blockchain. What are some of the buzzwords that people need to know about blockchain?
The biggest buzzword, to be honest with you, is disruption.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because you're able to reduce costs, right? Increase efficiency and speed, right? You can improve the traceability. You also can improve the security, and you have greater transparency, so you know what's going on, right? And once again, you know, this allows for the information, which is done digitally, to be distributed but not copied. So, you know, it speeds up the whole process. What used to take days, you know, for a closing, you're going to be able to do in a matter of minutes, to be honest with you, if not even more than that. But it's not just in real estate. I mean, this has the ability to impact on healthcare. You know, admit the finance industry, you know, the education, voting. I mean, it is just so many ways that it can impact all this information, which is going to, you know, have a lot of people be displaced, make things happen faster, quicker, less expensive. We're back in 1998 all over again in many regards.
Well,
and this is even going to be, in my prediction, much, much, much larger than self-driving cars, which, you know, you look at the impact for that and trucks, you know, when they end up being self-driving, well, it's not only going to impact all the truck drivers, it's also going to impact all the people that were at the cafes and the rest stops that they'd stop off at. And then the money that they would make, they would go into town and they'd be, you know, using it for dry cleaning or whatever the case is. And so it's really an exponential factor that's affecting, you know, with these self-driving vehicles. Well, and blockchain is going to be, you know, 10 times that.
Well, I really think that the big thing that we haven't talked about is that it really depends on, it sounds to me like artificial intelligence is going to have a role in this. Is that true?
I wouldn't say artificial intelligence in the sense where, you know, artificial intelligence, I was speaking to somebody earlier about this today, that's more of data in, data out, so that the more data that there is, it'll come down and let's say that it's looking for some medical issue and they put in all the information of what could be the potential medical problem and it gets rid of all the possibilities and limits it down to say, oh, this is what it is, right? So that's all based upon prior information. This is more of the contractual part of a business process that's happening,
well,
right? So once again, as you go through the real estate transaction, you've got to look on the MLS, you've got to come up with the contracts, you got to have legal documents together, right? It's the process that's happening to facilitate that transaction, where AI is more about, you know, the smarts to figure out what to do.
Okay, well, we've only got about a minute left, DJ.
Sure.
You know, what would be an investor play on this? You know, your work at a family offices, how are the family offices focusing on playing in this sector and making a play and making money with this?
You know, that's a good question because there's not a lot of families that have really, really gotten actively into this space. The one thing I will tell you is that, you know, this cryptocurrency, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities out there and everybody's heard of Bitcoin, et cetera. You know, the biggest thing that I could say is that look for companies that can you know, habits. It's not just a white paper that they're talking about this concept, but things that can be actually utilized. So one of the biggest uses of this blockchain and cryptocurrency is actually with the financial means for people overseas. So if you're going to transfer, send money from the U.S. back to your old country in the Philippines or whatnot, you know, how can you do that? So because Western Union charges billions, makes billions of dollars a year, right, from all those transaction fees. They're charging 30-40% in some cases for somebody to get their money. Well, this is going to eliminate all those costs, all those fees. So if a company, for example, is going to provide services like that through blockchain for the transfer of monies, then that is something I would look for, because you can reduce costs.
DJ, why don't you tell folks a little bit about the magazine? Tell them where they can find you, find the magazine, get involved with the magazine. We only got a couple seconds left here.
Sure. So it's familyofficerem.com. So familyofficerem.com. And, you know, that's a magazine that was specifically made to focus on providing educational information, primarily for families. They're very high net worth people. And, you know, we'll cover everything from the opportunity zones, which has been a big topic, to legal strategies, to tax strategies, and, you know, everything that we're talking about. And it's all focused on real estate will be in there as well. So I'd suggest for people to go online. They can see the magazines online, but they can also order their hard copy. And hopefully you got yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We sent one over to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I love my copy. Now, where do they go online? Tell them where to go online again.
Yeah, it's at Family Office REM for Real Estate Magazine. FamilyOfficeREM.com.
Thank you so much, DJ, for bringing the family office perspective from the investor side to the show. We look forward to having you on again, and I already know what we're going to be talking about. It'll be opportunity zones. There you go. I got you to laugh. Okay, we're going to be back with our last segment. It's going to be all about why you should vote, who you should vote for. And obviously, I'm going to tout Nikki Fried. But the most important thing you do is you go out, you vote your conscience, you get involved, you learn about the issues, you learn about the people, and then go out and V-O-T-E. Hashtag vote early. Wanda, take it.